But I want to turn our attention right now to Paul Arena. He's the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Illinois Rental Property Owners Association. We're talking about evictions in the state of Illinois. And there's been some confusion for landlords, for renters, and the kinds of things that you might need to know about out there. So thank you, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I think, have things changed? I mean, can you kind of give us a, kind of an overview of where we are right now with evictions and what's allowed and what's not?
Well, up until a few weeks ago, they were prohibited pretty much entirely. The governor had amended his order at that time to require a tenant to provide the landlord a declaration page or a declaration form that states facts about themselves, that they are experiencing a hardship due to COVID, that they meet certain income requirements, that they have to justify why they are not able to make partial rent payments or no rent payment. And those people who provide that form are considered covered, and a landlord is prohibited from filing an eviction action against them unless the person represents a threat to the health and safety of others.
Okay. And what's the health and safety of others?
Substantial change.
If you get COVID, does that mean your risk of health and safety of the others? I'm sure they can't evict you for that.
No.
What does it mean?
No. If you, it's a behavior related. So they're out there, tearing the place up or, actually committing crimes, those types of things. I think it actually puts the condition that it has to be, severe risk. So it's not even a minor thing that I think right. would open the door to the eviction. It has to be significant.
Sure, that's a high bar for that one. Now, you represent rental property owners. And how are they feeling right now? How are they dealing with the current situation?
Well, they're struggling. They've been struggling. So it's, really the problem is not broad. For the most part, tenants are paying their rent. It's just you have a portion of the renter population who are taking advantage of the situation and not paying because they know they can't be evicted. And then there are some who are actually experiencing a legitimate hardship and couldn't pay even if they wanted to. But where our focus is on the people who we feel should be paying but are not. That's where our objection is.
I hear you.
We don't want to see people who are being in a financial bind because of the virus to be evicted. It's the others that we're concerned with.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Because if you're, people think of landlord and they think, oh, well, these are wealthy people who own big buildings. There are a lot of cases in the Chicago area where you own a two flat and you live on one and the other, you rent out the other. Or there's so many situations like that where you're not wealthy and you can't carry two mortgages. So what does the landlord do in those situations? And if someone truly can't pay and has lost their job and is down on their luck, and there's got to be ways to figure that out. But then in the cases that you're talking about, the people who maybe just say, hey, we don't have to pay right now. You can't get evicted.
Right.
Are there a lot of those? I mean, what percentage-wise would you put on that?
Well, it's hard to really judge in terms of percents. We hear complaints from our members about those ones that they believe are gaming the system. I think the ones that are believed to be legitimate hardship cases, those landlords are just working with those tenants. But the complaints that come to us from our membership are the ones that they think should be paying. And our members are typically the small landlords. That's the profile of our membership. It's the mom and pops, the people who just own one or two buildings that are the ones that are most susceptible to a huge financial hardship themselves because they don't have a lot of resources to cover these expenses that continue to accrue on their property.
There is, I'm reading here from the Tribune, they had ran a story over the weekend that was pretty comprehensive about this. So it's Can I Be Evicted? And it talks about the same things that you just mentioned. There's some pretty high bars you'd have to reach in order to evict a tenant. Now it says landlords can file for eviction if a renter is expected to make more than $99,000 or $198,000 for those who file joint tax returns. I don't know, those numbers seem a little high to me. I would imagine if a couple makes less than $198,000, they may still be able to pay the rent. Do you understand why they determined those numbers?
No, I can. It's unfortunate, but the governor's office doesn't really communicate with us, so we have a whole long list of questions about everything that's happened here and how it's supposed to function. But you're right, that is problematic. And even beyond, you know, this declaration form, even if somebody doesn't submit the form back to their landlord, the landlord is still prohibited from actually enforcing an eviction order unless the tenant represents a threat to the health and safety of others or the property. So if you have a tenant who's ignoring you and you take them to court because they didn't give you the declaration form and get an order for eviction, you still can't enforce it.
It puts the property owners in a tough position. I'm sure you're hearing that. Are you trying to push to make some changes here? Are you hopeful about that, or what do you think's going to happen here? You think we'll just not? It won't be an issue much longer?
Well, no, I think it's going to be an issue for quite a long time unless the courts intervene. Members of our association filed a lawsuit against the governor when this began. It was, from the circuit court. The circuit court denied our request for an injunction. It's now gone to the appellate court. The case should be heard at the appellate level in early December, and we believe that regardless of how that court rules, it's going to end up going to the Supreme Court. If we lose, we intend to keep pursuing it. If the governor loses, we expect him to pursue it to the Supreme Court.
Interesting. This isn't just an Illinois thing. It's not just a Chicago thing. It's an everywhere thing. But you think this case may make it all the way to the Supreme Court?
No, the state Supreme Court, not the federal.
I gotcha.
The United States Supreme Court.
Okay, so the state Supreme Court might ultimately make the decision here, and then we'll have more clarity on it. And one thing that I would love to get clarity on is, it's not forgiveness when you are foregoing paying your rent because you can't, in the truly legit situations, you can't afford to pay and you work some deal with your landlord. You're not foregoing paying the rent. You're agreeing to pay it at a later date. Is that right? Or what are you hearing?
Well, the governor's order specifically states that the tenant is still obligated for the rent at some point in time. Mm-hmm. The question becomes, will the landlord ever actually be able to collect? In general, don't have great success collecting debts. It depends on the financial stability of the renter. But yeah, they're not, the governor's order isn't absolving the tenant of the obligation to pay the rent. It's only saying that the landlord can't take action for non-payment.
All right. That explains a lot. Paul, if people have questions, can they reach you somehow? Let us know the best way to do that.
Probably the best way would be, through the AirPOA website, I don't have that.
AirPOA is IRPOA. What does that stand for? Just so maybe people can search for it.
So it's the Illinois Rental Property Owners Association.
Okay.
It would be IRPOA.org. So from that webpage, there's a contact us feature, and it will get the message that way.
And they can reach you that way. All right, sounds good, Paul. Thank you for the time this afternoon. Keep us posted on stuff. Paul Arena there. He's the Director of Legislative Affairs, Illinois Rental Property Owners Association, the IRPOA he just mentioned.